Hey folks, I'm Faye, your forefront host of Flourish from Failures. Welcome. In this podcast, we talk about how we flutter from failure to failure to finally flourishing while leaving footprints and fingerprints in people's hearts and lives. And without further fluff, let's flow. How is everybody? I hope you're all enjoying your day wherever you are and whatever you may be doing. Today, our podcast title is A Failure is Not a Failure. What? I know. I hear you. That's probably your confused reaction upon reading the title. I get it. But today I wanted to clear something out. Let me go back to the title of this episode once again. A failure is not a failure. Sounds contradicting, I know. Allow me to explain. But let me ask you these questions first. When you flunk your exams, is that a failure? When you didn't pass the interview or secure the job, does that mean you already failed? When you ended a bad marriage, for example, or a relationship, is that considered a failure? When your credentials are not enough, are you a failure? When you have crooked or yellow teeth, when you have disheveled and frizzy hair, when you have flawed and dry skin, does that make you a failure? When your friends are very numbered, from a very little circle to almost none, have you failed in life? How about when you can't provide for your children to the extent of comfort in life that you'd want them to have? Are you already a failure? When your crush ignored you, as simple as that, is that a failure already? When you're strapped with cash and you're short on your finances, does that mean you're a failure? Okay, when you've done something wrong and you get people around you upset, is that equivalent to you failing miserably? When you don't have your own car, your own home, let alone your own freedom, is that tantamount to an admission of yourself as a failure? When you don't have full control of your own life, does that mean you failed? I ask these questions because if you've answered yes to some or all of these questions, well, I beg to disagree. And I beg to differ. I only label a failure when there's really no way out anymore. Everything I mentioned above, everything I asked you, is resolvable. In fact, most things are. We worry so much about a lot of things when nothing has come to fruition yet. We decide that there is already a problem. That there is already an end when we've only just begun. Is that a song from the Carpenters? But yeah, I understand life presents so many challenges to us that sometimes obstacles along the way seem like permanent blockages to the kind of life we are seeking to have. When in actuality, they are there to let us learn, to keep us on our toes, to test our patience, to make us strong, to mold our resilience, and to make us better people all throughout. It's not the end yet. At least for me, you call it a failure when it's already the end and you can find no way out whatsoever. When you've crossed the bridge of no return, or when you've gotten nothing despite having done everything and anything you can. But if you look into the horizon and you still see it there, that the sun still sets and rises, that you still close your eyes at night and wake up to a brand new morning, then I tend to believe that anything you've fussed about is not a failure at all. Let me tell you a quick backstory. I am not the type of person to easily give up. When I want something, I exhaust all my efforts and resources to make sure that I get it. When I try something, I make sure that I give it my best shot. And when I love something, I make sure to hold on and make it work until I couldn't anymore. And only when I lose hope do I consider it failed. I rarely lose hope. I always feel that when I fail at something, that it only brings me closer to what I deserve, which is usually more beautiful than everything I had planned. So the failure is not a failure for me. However absurd that may sound. Life hits us that way sometimes. I always just remember that life is not a problem to be solved, but a story to be lived. Maybe the path we're trying to take got cut off so we can be redirected elsewhere. Somewhere better. Somewhere where we belong. You see, we can always retry. We can always restart. We can always regroup. There is hope. And as long as there is hope, at least for me, nothing is a failure. Thanks for listening to Flourish from Failures. I hope you got something out of this, and if you guys enjoyed coming along in today's journey, consider to follow, like, or subscribe if you haven't already. This has been Faye. Hope you flutter by again in the next episode, Ready to Flourish from Failures.